partners being on their phones when you're trying to connect or if you value quality time genuinely ruins intimacy.
My boyfriend doesn't have social media. Honestly, it's been the most refreshing thing.
The waking up and checking the phone the first thing in the morning, I'm so guilty of it.
Did we really just have this beautiful morning sex for her to immediately go on her phone right away instead of us sitting in the bliss of this beautiful thing that just happened?
Hi, I'm Dee, and my screen time for last week was 5 hours. This is on average, 5 hours and 4 minutes. And I've never been more proud.
Per day?
Is it?
Yeah, it's averagely 5 hours, 4 minutes per day.
Okay. I would like to break this down quickly for you because you might hear the 5 hours and think that's actually a long time to be spending on your phone. But what I really want to make clear is none of that was actually on socials.
Not at all.
Why isn't everyone clapping?
Oh.
Sorry. Thank you.
Wow. So you're an inspiration.
Most used on average was 4 hours going to my photos.
Okay, I'm going to guess because you've been flying a bit, you had no internet access. So you do the classic thing of where you're like on the plane, you're like, what do I do? Let's go through my life. And like...
So the reason I have no social usage is we have just got back from holiday.
Yeah.
If you're watching, obviously I'm
first of all back.
Gorgeously tan right now.
I also and feel like are. I've got a little glow.
You do, babe.
So if you are missing out on this, please YouTube and Spotify, have a look.
Yeah, have a look at the video. But yeah, I just got back from Indo and I had a rule that the whole break I wasn't allowed on social media. Mm. So yes, there were a lot of flights and I spent most of that time going through my photos. 3 hours to messages, obviously, got to text people. And then you'll love this, 3 hours went to my pet cam app.
To look at your cat.
To look at my cat. So obviously, like I said, I was away on holiday. So I was missing my beautiful baby, Macy Gray. Mm. And I was just, you know, whenever I was at breakfast or whenever I was at dinner, I had the pet cam up.
This is the thing. And we don't have time to get into it, but I think the world has two different types of people. People who own a pet cam and people who don't. I don't, because I don't want to get so anxiously attached to my pet that I'd be checking in when I'm having breakfast. So you think you're so present, you're so in the moment, you're so disconnected, but you're actually like, what's my cat doing?
I surprised myself. I shocked myself. I did not expect me
to be
because
that girl.
I see people like that.
Yeah.
But I became that.
Hi, I'm Pip. And my average screen time hours last week was, let me just check, 7 hours and 10 minutes per day.
That's pretty good for you.
It's pretty bad in general. I do know that there are some people worse. I do have a friend who I think averages maybe roughly like 10 hours a day.
Can you please tell the people, let us know, what is your breakdown? What are your most used things?
Instagram number one by
tell everyone what your average time was.
22 hours. But that's across the week. Yeah, it's bad. I can't even justify it. It's bad. And there are people who I have conversations only within Instagram, and I'm literally going to leave this podcast and be like, we need to diversify our chats. Like, we can't be all in Instagram. And I get the, like, it's the ease of it, right? But that's what big Insta wants. So yeah, I also am chronically online, if you didn't know that. But also, if you've never clicked on us before, if you don't know who we are, we host this show called The Hookup. It is all about love, sex, dating, and relationships. This is our first VOD back in 2026.
And there's a reason why we're talking about screen time, because it is the energy of new year, new me. Mm-hmm. And for a lot of you, you might be thinking, I want to stop scrolling. That was actually one of my New Year's resolutions for this year.
Yeah, right.
So in this episode, we're going to be talking about how phones are impacting your love lives, whether that means you're in a relationship and you are finding that phones are getting in the way.
Yeah.
Like maybe they are scrolling instead of having intimate moments with you.
Yeah. Or even if you're in that early stage of dating.
Yeah. Like if you're on a date and someone's constantly on their phone, is that a red flag?
Is it an ick?
Is it a deal breaker?
Yo.
Oh.
All right, let's get into it. Okay, so let's take it back to the basics. Let's go into dating before long-term relationships. And I personally don't know how you feel about this. I think you're going to agree with me on this, but I think that if I could do the dating experience with no phone in sight, ideal. Because you know what I think? bring back yearning. And we've said this before, I'll say it again. People want to be yearned and loved, and you know, the heart grows fonder with distance and no contact. And I was just like, oh, imagine being in a time where you were like sending love letters to somebody and you didn't know when you were going to see them and you didn't know what the hell they were doing. Whereas now everyone's just like so contactable. It's too much.
I love letter writing, but I think like there's something I love about a home phone. Like let's get rid of like actual phones in dating.
Smartphones,
but, like,
no. Landlines, yes.
Back to the day with the landline. Mm. And you had to like come home from school and like call your crush and then ask their parents for permission to chat to them. Like something about letter writing is really romantic and beautiful in dating, but then also you have to wait weeks for a response and it's like the yearning is too much for me. I'm like, I want home phone and then maybe like the dial up days.
That's fair. I feel like maybe my version of it was like, oh, did they get tuberculosis and die? Like, who knows? I won't know. Who knows? Maybe, yeah, we could find a nice middle ground. But I think like the immediacy and the accessibility to people is definitely sucking a bit of the love and the mystery and the intimacy out of like dating for sure.
100%. When I was dating, I actually thought it was one of the greenest flags of all time. And lots of people disagree with this. You might be listening and disagree with this. When the guy said that he didn't have social media.
Yeah. So some people would definitely be like, oh, Serial killer. Like, yeah, very much that. And like, how am I going to do my background check on him?
Yeah.
Like, how can I figure out who he is? And yeah.
I love it.
You love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
I feel like that to me is a person that one is just like, fuck the system, going against the grain, doesn't need online validation.
Yeah,
I don't know. I just find it so intriguing and interesting and I'm like drawn into that mystery.
It's very cool.
It's like, very cool.
It's a cool thing to do.
It's like, wow, you don't need likes.
And you know what's funny? We had like a lot of people who agreed with you on this as well, including Sarah Kate.
My boyfriend doesn't have social media. Honestly, it's been the most refreshing thing that I've ever experienced when it comes to dating. I have his attention 100%. He's present always. And yeah, it's actually quite inspiring and it makes me use my phone less, which is really cool.
Obviously, Sarah Kate and a bunch of other people have these unicorns in their lives where they exist offline and they don't use a phone and it's not getting in the way of the relationship. But like I said, like most people have got a pretty hefty screen time, like myself. And, you know, a lot of people find that is getting in the way of dating. And we asked you on our Instagram about this, at Triple J The Hookup. If you're not already following us, please have a look. Because we always put up polls and we asked, is someone being constantly on their phone a red flag when dating? 90% of you said yes. So overwhelmingly, you're like, I don't like it. This is not giving a good vibe in the dates. And I think for me, when I was casually dating, like I found that I would be really cautious about phone use, especially on the date. Mm. I wouldn't even leave my phone in my pocket. I'm like, it's in my bag. It's off the table. It's on the ground. It's like not
really
touching me.
It's not
at
even because I would do the phone on the table, but screen
face
upside
down. Yeah, face
as
down.
As a like way to not get distracted and show a bit of respect to the person I'm on the date with.
I think I do that in long-term dating when I'm with partners because I'm like, yeah, you know, like it's whatever. But on like on early dating, first dates or even early on dating if we've had a few dates, it's like phone is definitely in the bag. Do not disturb.
Well, you're not alone. So many people, like Pip said, 90% of you. Phil said, using your phone on a date is off-putting. And Lee said, definitely a huge turn-off on a date when they're distracted by their phone or smartwatch. And Musty sent us his voice memo and we were very shocked when we heard this.
You're excited to plan this date, right? Like, so you're excited to like meet this person and all of a sudden like you get to the date and you've noticed that like the energy just doesn't seem to be there. And it's just like, they're just constantly looking at their phone. And worst case scenario, sometimes I've actually had experiences where people would actually go on Tinder, Hinge, whatever. And they're just like swiping away just to see the next best thing. It's just like as if you don't matter to them. Like it just breaks your heart. It's like you're really excited to meet this person and all of a sudden it's just like they throw you out. Like they just treat you like it's just like you don't matter. Like it's really sad.
Swiping on a date is insane.
Do you think it's like as they're talking or it's like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom and then you catch them on the app? Like there's
no way
that you could be on a date and being like, yes, that's really interesting and like swiping on an app.
I haven't experienced, but I've heard from friends and we heard from you in the DMs as well.
Yeah.
Like people are genuinely sitting across from you being like,
Like, that is Black Mirror, like, we're doomed as a society.
Would you get up and leave? I think I would. I'd be so offended. I would be so offended. I think I would get up and leave.
We did a follow-up poll on this. We said, has anyone swiped on a dating app with you while you were on a date with them? 22% of you said yes. 78% said no. 22% is still too much. I wanted that to be in, like, below 10. Like, I'm literally like, that's crazy.
People are behaving that way.
So another thing that makes people feel very disposable and just insecure and shit about themselves is that kind of like slow ghost where we're always on the phone and then someone is like not replying to you and then they slowly just like fade out. But you see them like posting stories or they're just like generally online in a sense. And lots of you told us that this is something that's happened to you. Casey said, I was casually dating a girl who ghosted and she was posting stories on Insta like nothing ever happened. People are just using phones as an excuse to not have hard conversations, I guess, or just like absolutely like acting like nothing had ever happened and then just like getting out of their lives.
It actually is such a common experience. I feel like so many people and so many convos I have when people are like freshly dating someone is like them looking at their stories or whatever and just being like, they haven't replied to me asking them out on the next date or like freaking out, like just freaking out about like, I haven't heard from them like all day, but I saw that they were active on like, what's that running app?
Strava.
Yeah. Like I saw that they were active. They went for a run on like, you know, like stuff like that. Like we are so accessible on so many different spaces on our phones that like people clock that and then think like, oh, you know, well, they didn't reply to my text or they didn't reply to my dating app DM or whatever. And it's like, but they're on Snapchat or they're like posting on Instagram.
Well, we've gotten to that place now, I feel like, where people have created these like compartmentalized versions of themselves and their time. So, you know, when someone's like, I've seen memes about it where they're like, yeah, I know, like I sent you a meme, but I didn't reply to your text. But also like, I'm in that phase where I can like, I'm scrolling, I'm relaxing, I'm unwinding, but I'm not ready to like engage with you
and do
like
admin.
Yeah, do admin or have a conversation. But I'll send you this like funny reel or this TikTok or whatever. And like that's where we're at as a society right now, which is so weird.
And it's easy when you're friends with the person. Like one of my really good friends is like king for this. Won't reply to me for days, but then like sends me like so many reels.
Yeah.
But then I think when you're freshly dating someone, that's when it gets like you can get really anxious about it and you think you may be like getting slow ghosted because you're like, wow, they haven't replied to me in days, but they've been posting on their story or whatever.
Also, like, how do you feel about following somebody when you're like freshly dating? Because I personally don't do that. I'm literally like, I don't want to follow you until we're like, you know, a bit more of a thing.
Yeah, I feel like it's become such a thing now on dating apps where people will follow each other really quickly and they haven't even met.
Yeah.
My partner and I didn't follow each other for like maybe like 3 months.
Wow.
But yeah, we didn't follow each other and I didn't know what was going on at the time. I just, yeah, was just like, oh, I like this. Let's just see what this is about. But then when we spoke about it, when we were together, he was like, yeah, I just didn't want to see what you were doing because like we would have dates every couple of weeks. Like we were both so busy, but he was like, I didn't want to see what you were doing. So then when I went on a date with you and we spoke about what we'd been up to, it was like news for me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Like it was like fresh to chat about. It wasn't like, oh yeah, I saw you went to the tennis or like I saw you went to Sydney.
Or even worse when you kind of like pretend and you're literally like, oh, what did you get up to? And they're like, yeah, oh, I just did a trip to WA. Yeah. And you're literally like, oh, tell me more about that. And you're like,
I
watched all of it on my Finsta.
Say hi to your uncle and your cousins.
Yeah, that's, I really like that. I like that you guys did that. And I think that's like really valuable and I think it actually like garners like a really nice start to a relationship.
Well,
for
there's
sure.
So much that we can judge. Like think about the times you've met someone, right? And you haven't looked at their socials and you have an idea. You're like chatting to them. You're getting to know them. You have an idea about who they are. And then you look on their socials and it's a complete whiplash of like, you're like, whoa, I did not expect that. Like I've had that sometimes with people. And
yeah, I've had that with
their
friends.
Whole like online persona is so different to what they're like in real life.
Yeah.
And it almost changes how you feel about them.
Yeah.
Like it does influence.
Yeah. You know, I will say I want to cut some slack, I guess, for people who have different expectations as well in terms of like replying, whether it's like quick or long reply or like lots of, you know, paragraph text or like not much at all. Because I think like when we've covered this in the past, like being a bad texter, I mean, like, I think we've both agreed that we're like there's no such thing as like, I'm just a bad texter. I'm like, you, if you wanted to, you would. But I do sort of feel like there are different expectations that people need to like work around, or like jobs. You know, we were hearing from people in DMs being like, this person's like on call all the time. They might be like some kind of like medical doctor or like a paramedic, or like work in a field where they just are like, I'm on my phone all the time, but I don't have space to necessarily like reply to you properly. So I'm kind of like, where do you draw the line? I don't know. It's hard. But
it is hard.
I think there's some like, yeah, some managing of expectations there that you have to do.
Totally. And like, a conversation when people, like you've spoken about it before, when that guy you're dating messaged you being like, hello, where did you go?
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm at work.
Yeah.
That's where I went.
It was so weird because his normal was like, oh,
we should be texting all the time.
We text all the time. I would be on my phone all the time. Like his work wasn't so, I guess, like intensive or something. And he had space and time to do that. But I was like, that's not how I work. And also I want space from you. Like I don't want to be fully accessible to you at all times. And when he sent that text, I was like, ick.
Yes.
It really put me off. It was really, really bad.
Okay, so now let's talk about phones in long-term relationships, because this was absolutely huge when we asked you. We put up a poll on our Instagram. Do you feel like phone use is causing a problem in your relationship? And 26% of you said yes, and 44% of you said a little bit. So overall, 70% of you have some sort of phone usage problem in your relationship.
Yeah. And there are a couple of like, yeah, outcomes from this. One of them being like distance, where you just don't feel connected to your partner. A lot of you, you know, messaged us and said this. Sam said, my partner and I try and flag with each other if we notice the other is on their phone a lot. It's so hard because everything is on there. It's hard to tell if it's important or they're just doom scrolling. You can feel like you're being left out of their life because it's such a personal device. Bridget also saying, my boyfriend works several on-call jobs and doesn't like putting his phone down. His screen time hours are enormous, but he always forgets to reply to my messages.
Literally what you were just saying.
Yeah. So yeah, it's causing isolation and distance in the relationship.
Yeah, like it's so hard not to feel rejected or like a bit hurt or let down by that. Which if you don't communicate that can cause tension in your relationship, which was something that Chris sent us a voice memo about.
I really value quality time. So when I see my partner, I kind of have an expectation of limited to no distractions, including phones. And I find it really frustrating when he picks it up while I get up for, you know, 2 seconds to grab some water, or if I'm cooking and he's just sitting on his phone scrolling. And you know, it's that sense of distraction and not having his undivided attention that makes it really frustrating to me. But even waking up in the morning and the first thing he does is check his phone, I just find it irritating and, yeah, annoying, because why can't you live without this device? Like, our whole lives revolve around it, and while we're together, why can't you put it down?
I'm guilty.
I was about to say, your face went so guilty. Your face went red.
I was literally like,
that is you.
The waking up and checking the phone the first thing in the morning, I'm so guilty of it. And I've had people say, like, can you not do that? I can't even defend myself. It's weird. It's like,
it's a habit.
It's a habit, but it's like, it was like what Sam was saying before about it being like, it's such a personal device. Like, I don't know if you get like phantom phone feeling when you don't have it in your pocket or your hand, and you just start patting yourself down. You're like, fuck, where is it? It's kind of like, it can get in the way of a person when it feels like this like third wheel almost like in your relationship. And I totally get her frustration in terms of like somebody waking up and literally not even like
acknowledging
the other person. Mind you, I don't do that. Like I'll give like a kiss and a cuddle, but like if they're not waking up, I'm literally like, right. Time to find out what happened overnight.
I think there's a difference between they're still asleep and you're killing time on your phone.
Yeah.
Compared to waking up, both of you, and like
not even saying hi, good morning.
Like not really spending quality time together and just scrolling.
Yeah.
Because it does feel really disconnecting. And like for a lot of couples, like the morning and first thing in the morning and the last part of the day are like kind of crucial moments for some of you to like connect after whatever it is you've done all day, you know?
It kind of is like sacred. It's special, especially if you're in the same bed. And it's kind of like, when else do you get to do this? You're in your own little private world, in your room. Like, it is nice, special time, and you should use that.
There was something that Chris said that we got a DM about from Ange, which is similar, which is when I'm cooking and cleaning and he sits on his phone, I get so frustrated because why aren't you helping me or offering? I can imagine that, yeah, maybe if you've not seen each other all day and then you are both home and someone's like cooking, cleaning, and the other person's just like rotting and scrolling, like you would get frustrated. Why aren't you even offering?
Or yeah, like can you do the dishes? Or like there's so much to do around the house. Like what are you doing?
Or you're not even present enough to notice that I should be offering.
Yeah. And I know this is our first award back, first one of 2026, but I'm already going to bring is this a gendered thing into it. Should we have a graphic? Is this a gendered thing? Because, okay, I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but I've had the same feeling as Ange where I've literally been like, get up off the couch. Why are you lying down scrolling on your phone when I'm doing this thing? Like there's so much stuff to be done. Go do something. And I remember with a past partner, I pointed out and I was like, it's really frustrating that you always are like, just like when I'm doing things and you're lying on your phone and relaxing. And he was like, God forbid a man like relaxes and scrolls on his phone. And he got like annoyed at me. But I feel like this is a thing online. I feel like I've seen this like little rumblings of guys and it was like a, why is it that men like aren't allowed to like relax on their phone? And I don't know what it is. And I can't even pull up an example. It's just like little things that I've like seen or heard over the years. But I think it's definitely a thing. And we actually got a voice memo from James talking about this.
So I work a 7-on, 7-off roster at the moment. So when I'm on my on roster, I only get to see the family probably an hour each night for 7 days. That small amount of time that I get to spend with my wife each night, it seems like as soon as the kids are in bed and we're on the lounge, it's, you know, you turn your mind off and just jump straight on the phone. You know, my wife's constantly doom scrolling or messaging friends, which is fine, but it seems like as soon as I pick up my phone, it starts to become an issue, which is starting to be a little bit frustrating.
It feels like when it's mismatched how people are using their phones, that's where the tension and the whole like, well, I don't yell at you, why are you yelling at me?
Yes, exactly. And like,
there is a part of me sometimes that sees my partner on his phone, even if I've just been on my phone and I'm just like, hello, like, yeah, no. Attention on me at all times, please.
Yeah.
Like, why are you, what's so good in there?
Yeah, like, why can't you be, entertained by me?
But it's like, I'm allowed.
Yeah, exactly. But I don't know. I've definitely heard about the guy thing and then James confirming it by being like, well, when I got my phone, it's a problem.
Another interesting thing about phone usage in relationships is for some people who have ADHD, using a phone is something that almost gives them comfort. And this was something that Sean sent us a voice memo about.
It frustrates my girlfriend when I am on my phone when I'm with her because her love language is quality time. She gets really hurt when I start using my phone, which is difficult because I have ADHD and she info dumps a lot. So in order to stay focused, I will sometimes pick up my phone and start playing games and let her know that I am still listening, but she feels like I'm not paying as much attention.
I think we just need to address the cat in the room, purring in the background there. Sean, shout out to your cat, Amber.
Yeah. Thank you for sending us a photo of Amber, Sean.
I love it.
Because as you know,
like, can we see?
Crazy cat lady here. Maybe we can share the photo for those watching.
Yeah.
But this is such a great point. And we had a lot of DMs as well from people who related to this. Danielle said, my ex has ADHD. He is so attached to his phone, addicted to news, social media. I felt like I'm a real person. You're supposed to care about me. And all he was interested in was his phone. It quietly killed me.
Yeah, it is tricky when it's used as a, like almost like a self-regulating device. And like Sean said, it was like helping him
concentrate.
But definitely want to acknowledge that that can be tricky. But again, for the partner who is not involved in that and like doesn't need their phone in that way and they have a different value or expectation, it is really tough, like Danielle was saying.
I think one of the main themes that I'm taking away from a lot of these messages and like I have felt myself in my own relationship is partners being on their phones when you're trying to connect or if you value quality time genuinely ruins intimacy. And it can sometimes feel like such a slap in the face. Like if you're trying to connect with someone and you're maybe being vulnerable and you're opening up about something and someone's just like on their phone scrolling, and it just does create a lack of connection and intimacy.
Yeah, no, totally agree. And there were a lot of people who DM'd us about this. Justin saying, my girlfriend pulls out her phone too often in moments that should be more intimate. I call her out sometimes, but the addiction is not letting her register my concern seriously.
Whoa.
I have so many thoughts about this because as someone who's chronically online, I can even admit that I'm like, I don't need to see this. Like, I shouldn't have been here in this intimate moment for you, right? For like really big proposals or like people going through a really hard time together as a couple.
Oh, you mean when people are filming it?
Yeah, like how content is becoming like so like ingrained in the way that we exist online that people are now filming themselves doing things that I'm like, this is really intimate and like this, we didn't need to see this.
I saw a video just the other day of a woman who was like hysterically crying and her husband was like comforting her and looking after her. Mm. And I think the text said, like, men, this is how you should look after your wife or something. Anyway, it went viral and I was looking at the comments and so many of the comments were like, so did you set up the tripod before she started crying or did you just like happen to be filming when she was crying? Like, so many people called them out on just being like, some moments are probably meant to be fucking private.
Yeah.
Like, it just takes away the intimacy of this. Like, yes, it's great that you're comforting your wife and she's crying, but like, does the whole world need to see it? And like,
yeah,
I always think that.
We know too much about each other, like online. I'm just like, there's too much out here.
And I'd love to know for that couple or people who do stuff similar, do you still feel like that moment holds true intimacy? Or is there a like an intimacy that's been taken away because you've now shared this moment with the whole world?
Yep, 100% agree. Bring back privacy. Bring back letter writing. No phones, no cameras, no nothing. And this also extends to not only like intimate relationship moments, psychological like breakdowns, whatever. It's also like sex as well. And I think people are getting on their phones maybe a little bit too soon before and after bookending their own like sex lives, which is crazy. I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but this is something that Nuno actually told us.
In a relationship that I've started recently, which is going really well, really wonderfully, it's one of the things that triggers me. It's her phone addiction. The other day, there was one that really bothered me because it was just after sex. I had my post-nut clarity and I just wanted to exist in bed, cuddling with her. And she just turned to the side, pick her phone up, open WhatsApp and started chatting with someone else right away. And I was like, did we really just have this beautiful morning sex for her to immediately go on her phone right away instead of us sitting in the bliss of this beautiful thing that just happened? So, yeah, you really feel that person has an addiction.
Way to make a guy feel special. That is crazy. And I do completely agree. I think like what we were saying before about disposable, like feeling disposable, that feeling.
I wonder if it is like he's been saying an addiction or if there's something else going on for her. Because like, yeah, maybe it's just like a vulnerability hangover and you quickly need to like get out of it or like.
Yeah.
Or you know, like maybe her post-nut clarity is like.
Exactly what I was going to say.
Too shame.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like trying to distract herself.
Yeah.
And I feel like, yeah, the conversation around addiction is really interesting because can you actually be addicted to your phone?
Mm.
I feel like there's a spectrum. Like I feel like we are all in some capacity like low level. At least I feel like I'm low level addicted.
Totally. And I think from the many, many DMs and voice memos that we've already heard, people keep using the word phone addiction. Mm. Like I'm addicted to my phone. Angus reckons he definitely is.
I'm addicted to my phone. I use it way too much and even more when I'm anxious. It's like a security blanket for me. I guess I'm using it to distract myself and it's given me small dopamine hits. But I'm generally only anxious due to relationship issues. So it then creates a vicious cycle as my partner then gets more frustrated. It has definitely caused issues in our relationship.
I would say we know this, that phones are designed to be addictive though, right? Like the dopamine hit, the notifications, we've talked about this before, but like all the studies into like gamifying dating apps to keep you on there. Do you also remember that documentary, The Social Dilemma, like years ago? Yeah. And we watched it and we were like obsessed with it and we were like, oh my God, they're poisoning us. Like, this is crazy. And I had like maybe a solid 2 months of being really mindful about phone use.
Yeah.
And then it just slipped right back into those old habits.
Because I think we all know there's definitely a greater pull. Like, something is happening that we might not feel like we have complete control over when we're being drawn to our phones. But can we call it actual addiction? Well, we looked into the research for this, and medically, phone addiction isn't a real condition, at least according to the Bible of Psychiatry, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the DSM. We've mentioned it a few times in this pod. And that's largely because scientists aren't sure if phone use has crossed that critical tipping point into social harm. So to be an addictive disorder, you need impairment in daily functioning and psychological distress.
Yeah, there is definitely a high bar, and yeah, like medically they're unsure about it. But at the same time, we're seeing lots of governments around the world, particularly in Australia, if you're following this, they've just banned social media for under 16s because they're so worried about it. And there are policymakers all over the world who say it's a real thing and they're really worried about it. There are some who are even comparing like giving a child a smartphone to basically giving them a gram of cocaine. There's also research that they've done as well where they found out 25% of people worldwide, they reckon, have a smartphone addiction. And other studies even estimate that it might be even 35%. And this is like studies that are like 150,000 participants. Like, yeah, these are really, really big studies. So I think there's a bit of push and pull in terms of like the actual like medical and psychiatric community being, but like, can we class it this?
At the end of the day, we know that there's something going on. Like,
something fucked up.
There's something happening psychologically that is making us maybe not addicted, but like really drawn to and using our phone regularly, to the point where 70% of you are saying that it's impacting your relationship in some capacity.
Mm.
And so I find that really interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I think we need to delve deeper. So let's chat to an expert about this. Mm. Keep your eye on your feeds for a podcast in a couple of days' time, and we'll unpack it a bit more, because I'm like, I really want to know what's happening psychologically. And I also want to know what's happening when people are using their phones as distractions for not dealing with their feelings. Because I, like, I know we heard from some people that have already said it, but like, I feel like sometimes I'll have a feeling and I'll quickly be like, nope, and then go on my phone.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, it's interesting because I feel like quite a few people DM'd us and they were like, it's actually not that deep. So in defense of phones, there were quite a few people coming through and being like, yeah, it's my wind down thing and I'm okay with that. And me and my partner actually do it together. So this is what Hannah actually sent us.
So my partner and I, we actually find that our favorite way to wind down in the evening is to have a meme sending session. We'll literally be laying next to each other in bed, legs entangled in each other's, just scrolling and sending memes to each other, whether they're funny, romantic, they might be a bit sexy. It's cool because you could just get that instant reaction from them. You have a good laugh, you might share a quick kiss. And, you know, we actually feel quite connected to each other. It's just a really fun way, and we find it our best way to wind down at night.
I actually have some close friends who both have such busy lives, and their little connection at the end of the day is scrolling TikTok together.
I've definitely done this, and I've done this with like several partners where I'm like, yeah, our ritual is to sit in bed next to each other and like send each other like things back and forth. And I think a lot of people would view that as like unhealthy, and they'd be like, is that real intimacy? But then like Hannah was saying, it's like, you know, it is for me. It's like a language for us.
Do you feel like it is for you?
I think like it has created some like callback jokes, and there's kind of like sometimes like we have like a little bit of like our own language almost. Would I say it's a core memory? No. Like, absolutely not. Mm. But when life is like so intense and you just need to like regulate yourself a little bit and just like disassociate for a little bit, like sitting next to somebody and even just like touching toes with them and like scrolling through your phone and sharing stuff together is a nice activity. I don't think it's like, I don't think it's the backbone of a relationship though. And I don't think people could, you know, have an argument like saying that.
Mm. But yeah. Whether it actually creates like deep intimacy.
Real deep intimacy.
Because we had a few DMs about that. Russ said, scrolling together, you're still separated. You're on your own individual phone and you're not connected. You might be sharing an experience, but if one person reads faster than the other, there's no connection.
Yeah.
And Les said, I can doom scroll on my own time. Don't waste precious human connection.
Yeah, no, I totally get what they're saying. And I think, yeah, like the true deep intimacy, you're not going to remember those moments of like, oh, remember that time we shared this like funny reel and we laughed about it and then we quoted it for like 3 months after. Like, yeah, that's nice, but there's definitely something to be said about like making like eye contact, physical and
setting,
touch.
Yeah, and setting aside.
Setting aside that time. I guess it's like life. It's all about balance.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, you just got to strike a balance. Like, sure, give yourself your like 20 minutes like scroll time at night. But like, are you making sure you're going out on date night? Like, are you doing stuff on the weekends together? Are you supporting each other in ways that a phone has no place in?
Yeah. And we wanted to know what your rules are, right? In your in dating, in your relationships. Sean says, my girlfriend makes me leave it on the other end of the house.
Good.
Before we go
to bed. Physical distance.
Yep, love that. Yeah. Camelia says, date night, absolutely no phones. And we got this voice memo from Belle as well.
My partner and I have recently introduced a rule that 20 minutes before bed each night, we stop using our phones completely altogether. We realised that when we were using our phones, we kind of drifted apart and felt more like roommates than anything else. Now, when we don't use our phones, we've gotten more playful and relaxed with each other right before bed. It's become our little moment to check in, laugh, and just be present with each other. It's honestly felt like it's made such a big difference in how we end the day, giving us that chance to unwind together and feel more connected.
Yeah, I think it can be, like, find what works for you, right? So for my partner and I, we haven't even spoken as of this as like an actual rule, but it's kind of just something that we do where we go on holiday, we don't use our phones at all.
Mm.
And it's just a thing that we do. Like, we just don't go on socials, we don't use our phones, we're always at dinner and we're always present. And I think that like that's what works for us. So like if it's 20 minutes before bed, if it's phones on the other side of the house, like have that conversation and figure out what. Because like Pip said, like I just think balance is so important. Like find out what works.
Yeah, I agree. Sim here said, my partner and I have started a new thing where if both of us are doom scrolling and one of us wants attention or to talk, we say a code word and then we both get off our phones. It works. It's a good way to keep each other accountable. I like this. What's our code word?
Yeah, I was like, we need to come up with one.
Hairbrush. No, mine would be probably like timeout maybe.
It's got to be like...
Or just a noise.
Something that jolt, like that really jolts you.
That's actually my new favorite thing, doing this noise. Whenever I disagree with somebody, I go, wrong.
No, I think we should do what we always do to each other, where we just go, my turn.
Love that.
I just go, my turn. I love a click. I know people really get triggered by the click, but I love going, my turn.
My turn. Anyway, yeah, these are great rules. And, you know, if you ever agree or disagree with us on these episodes, please get in touch. If you ever have any other rules that you want to tell us, we would just love to hear from you in general.
Yeah. If there's a topic. Yeah. New year means new topics. So if there's something you want us to chat about, maybe there's a new guest you want us to speak to that you've been loving, you've been following on socials. Mm-hmm. Maybe you've noticed something in your sex life that you want to get help with.
Yep.
Whatever it is, DM us.
Let us know at Triple J The Hookup. And yeah, I'm going to turn my phone off for the rest of the day.
Get off your phone unless you're messaging us. Okay. Bye.
Okay.